Hello everyone, and welcome to SeaView Quantum Radio Network. I'm your presenter Daniel, and I'm here with your host, Claudia Pareco. We want to give a warm welcome to Psychic Crystal Sunshine, Spirit Guide Talk. We are honored to have her join as a team member of our network of spiritual first responders, who bring the light of consciousness to our listeners and followers across all nations. Spirit Guide Talk covers four shows, each focusing on a type of heaven or higher assistance and the best way to understand and communicate with each of them, spirit guides, angels, deceased loved ones, and ascended masters. Crystal has quickly become an international rising star among psychic mediums. She was formerly trained under world-renowned psychic, author, radio and television personality, Dr. Lauren Cello. She is a clairvoyant psychic who specializes in psychic services available all over the world via audio recorded readings, phone readings, and also in person at our offices in Ventura, California. Want to jump the long list of callers and get your call today? For only $11, we take your call. Simply submit your payment at www.paypal.me/PUREco/11 and message Claudia Pareco on Facebook or in our chat room and let her know you have submitted your payment along with the number you're calling from. Are you looking for a clairvoyant training program that is both accessible and reliable? Enroll to Crystal's year-long clairvoyant training program. To contact Crystal outside of the show and learn more about her services and academy, please visit www.crystalsunshinepsychicservices.com. Every Friday and Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, join our quantum network of spiritual first responders, bringing the light of consciousness to the world. Now, enjoy the episode of today.
Thank you, Danny, and welcome everybody to Psychic Kristen Solchin Spirit Guide Talk. She is calling from California, and we are so fortunate to have her here with us. Crystal has a very special connection with the spirit world, and you're going to find out how fantastic she is. Today, she's going to talk a little bit about spirit guides before she starts taking callers. So we all have heard about our spirit guides, and we all believe in such way that they are there to help us and that we have them. Some have names, some have shapes, some have colors. So there's a little confusion sometimes on understanding what spirit guides are and how we ourselves can communicate with the ones that are here to help us. So let's bring Crystal Sunshine to the show so she can explain us about that. And we still have the opportunity to enroll on her year-long clairvoyant training program. So she's also going to explain us a little bit about that. So welcome to SeaView, Crystal.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored and I feel so blessed to be here right now and have this footprint. So thank you so much for this offering, Claudia. You do an amazing job.
Thank you. You know, there's nothing better than having fun. And having fun on air, I think it's one of the most fantastic ways to reach and to spread the world.
Well, Claudia, you're so psychic yourself because that's exactly how I lead all of my readings and all of my teachings. I always start with let's have fun and let's lead with amusement because it's really the highest vibration that we can carry. So if we really, you know, carry that vibration, you know, life is pretty good. So you're so psychic to tune into that too.
Oh, thank you.
You're so welcome. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm so honored to be here, like I said, and welcome to my show, Spirit Guide Talk. And today what we're going to be focusing on, and please, there's still time to call in and get in the queue here, is I'm going to bring forward a spirit guide for you that's going to work with you in 2018 and then describe how they're going to work with you in that. So being that, of course, it's just the new year, happy 2018 to everyone. I hope that you feel this amazing energy that 2018 has really brought on. I know for a lot of my community that I've been speaking with that are pretty sensitive to energy, it was like almost as if the clock shifted, you know, the energy really lifted. So I'm really excited for this year. I tuned into, of course, my spiritual team, and I asked for one word to describe 2018, and it just gave me chills, and what they said was just exquisite. It's just going to be an exquisite year. And the definition for that is extremely beautiful, but yet very delicate. And I thought that that was just so insightful, because that's really what human nature is. And that's also what Mother Earth is too. This planet that we're having this, you know, this human experience on, this Homo sapien experience on, you know, it is extremely beautiful. This planet is absolutely gorgeous. You know, life is so beautiful, but yet the flip side of it is that, you know, we are so delicate. You know, we love to pretend, you know, not necessarily pretend, but human nature is also very strong, but really underneath it, we are very delicate, right? I mean, life can end, you know, a flower, you know, can pass within a day. You know, life can be very delicate as well. And also delicate meaning just like intricately and just maybe kind of health soft and a little bit of nurturing. So I think that's what this year is going to be about. And I think it's just going to be really beautiful. So what I really wanted to do was bring forward, of course, one of your best spirit guides that really wants to help you with 2018 and really achieve all of that you're here to achieve. So, and then I'll explain a little bit about them, like what their valence is, and then how you can work with them further. And so that kind of gets me, well, I guess I should really talk about a little bit about myself first before I start. I really always want to talk about the spirit team. So it's a little bit harder to talk about myself. But Claudia encouraged me that I should talk a little about myself. So just as she mentioned, my name is Crystal Sunshine Heinemann. You could, of course, follow me personally on Facebook at Crystal Heinemann, or you can subscribe to my professional page, which is Crystal Sunshine Psychic Services or Crystal Sunshine Psychic Academy. And I'm located in Ventura, California, which no one had really ever heard of until this past month when we had the Thomas fires here. And of course, those are still going. However, we just got some rain this morning, so I'm pretty sure that we're going to be A-okay, but of course, well, that's another topic. But anyways, I'm located between Los Angeles and Santa Barbara along the coast here. I live in a little beach community, and it's just really nice. It's like a little respite outside of Southern California, kind of like a hidden gem that allows me to do my beautiful work here at home. So I'm very fortunate about that. And I work with spirit guides all the time. Like right now I have, I'm getting chills as we speak, and those I call angel bumps. And so whenever I bring them to my awareness, and that's really what the psychic is just bringing something to your awareness. I get angel bumps and my temperature lowers, and I know that they're close by. So I constantly work with a core of four. I work with my healing master, who his name is Sabu, and I do my clairvoyant readings and my psychic readings, and then he does the healing work for me. So we're an amazing team. And the reason for that is because spirit guides, light bodies, they have a higher vibration than us humans. And so if I were to go and energetically heal you, I would just be putting my Homo sapien energy on you. And so I work with a light body that gives like the most divine healing to you. And so so I offer healings as well as readings. And the difference with that is, a reading would just be providing you information. But when I do a reading, you can either have two answers. You can say, oh, okay, yeah, I'm happy with that answer. I've got another one. Or you can say, what? I don't want that in my space. How do I change that? And then that's when my healing master comes in, and we just shift your space, and we heal that. And that's energetically, of course. And so I started working with my spirit guides since I was a kid, I'll be honest with you. Since I was a kid, I always knew that there was a higher source around. I always felt supported. I tend to be, I'm an introvert with great social skills is how I describe myself. So I spend a lot of time by myself, and I've never felt alone. I've always felt that I have a team around me. So I'm very fortunate with that. And then I always spoke with them. I always knew that the angels were close by. And the irony is in that is that I wasn't really raised in like a parochial type household to really focus my awareness that angels existed. I never really was taught that. So I just assume kids are just kids and they just feel what they feel. And so I really think that that's like the most organic thing. And also with that, that's how I teach. I kind of bring you back to like that kindergarten energy. So like we can be completely open. And then of course, I started working with them much more closely and really learning how my spirit team can really assist me in this life as opposed to just being there and keeping me company. I shifted my awareness and I was, you know, communicated to that, oh my gosh, like if I communicate to my spirit guides in a way that they really are here to assist all of us and really shift our space and all we have to do is ask. So that was brought to my awareness when I started working professionally and I went through, you know, a very formal training of clairvoyant training. And that is really when, you know, I put names to faces and I call them in. And like I said, I have my healing master with me now. I've got my Akashic record keeper, Annabelle, with me. And she brings me into present time. She updates my soul contracts. I have an alchemist guide that I work with. His name is Alistair. And he transmutes any lower energies around me. So I carry a high vibration while I read. And then I have an ascension guide. And his name is Glick. And I know that seems sort of silly. And so he makes sure that he maintains the high vibration. And I sent out the high vibration to all of you callers and all of you listeners, everyone that this program was going to touch and to keep us all at a really high vibration. So that's really kind of a basis of how I work. And so really what are spirit guides, right? What are spirit guides? Well, we all have them. And I mean, we all have them. No one is less worthy than the other because spirit, and when I say spirit, it's the collective of the most divine energy. When they don't see us as any different. We're all equal. We are all worthy. And our spirit team, they're called spirit guides because they're there to be our supporting team. It's like we are the lead actors in this film of life that we live here on Earth. And we are so respected in spirit world because we chose to incarnate in a body. And let's face it, like life on Earth can be very challenging. Yes, it's beautiful, but yes, it's delicate. And it can be really challenging. And the only reason we signed up to come to Earth was to really learn lessons. And most often, lessons come a little bit harder than easier. And however, through my healings, I am able to shift contracts to allow your life to live a little bit easier and with ease and grace. You know, we can either sign that soul contract to carry the brick or we could sign that soul contract to carry the feather. So there are ways to still accomplish those lessons on a lighter load if you're having a hard time out there. But so our spirit guides are here to assist us. That's what they are. And we're all worthy of them. And they are light bodies and they do carry a beautiful vibration. And the beautiful thing is that they're completely for us. You know, and I know humans, sometimes we allow our egos to get in the way and not everyone is for you, but our spirit guides are completely for us. They put us on this beautiful pedestal and they are just here. Their sole job is to support us. And so they're just waiting for us to ask them what we need help with so they could come right in and assist us. And we are all worthy of that. And no question is too silly for them. And it's okay to ask for that great parking spot. It's okay to ask for silly things because no question has more value than the other one. You know, they're all lessons. So we all have this amazing spiritual team with us. And our spiritual team, they consist of so many different light bodies and so many different variations. It's not exclusive to one thing. And we have, of course, our passed over loved ones can be our spirit guides. My grandmother passed over, my maternal grandmother passed over, about 3-4 years ago. However, she just recently shifted into my space as a guide. And so she's with me. I just got bumped with her right now. So she's one of my guides. And so we have passed over loved ones that are our spirit guides. We have spirit guides that maybe in this lifetime we didn't know or have a connection with, but we've spent several past lives with them, and they're here to assist us. Or we may have one that we've never incarnated before, but they signed on to assist us. And then we have ascended masters that assist us. And we also have the angels and archangels that also assist us. And we also have what I call the supreme being or God or whatever you subscribe to as the highest energy. That energy will come in and assist us as well. However we need support, they are here for us. So it's really, really beautiful. And we have about 5 or 6 that are really strong in our lives, that are really front and center, and they position themselves all around us. And so we have a really dominant, 5, 6, 7 that are really in our space. And then we've got, more that just kind of come in, in this particular case or that particular case. But we can have upwards of 100 different guides. So, and one of the things that I look into when I do a reading is, well, how is your spiritual team supporting you? And are they best for this job? It's just like here on Earth. Are they best for this job? Maybe you're living in lack. Well, let's get you a money guide in there. Let's get you an abundance guide in there, and if you had one, they're clearly not doing the right job. So let's get you in, let's get you in one. If you're starting a business, you can get a business guide. So there's a lot of really fun things that you can do and really learn how to, I don't like the word manipulate, but really learn how to utilize your guides for you, because that's what they're here for. They're your supporting team. So it's really beautiful. And one of my services and how I do this is actually called a spiritual introduction. And you can find this on my offerings page on my website, crystalsunshinepsychicservices.com. And it's just that. It's a spiritual introduction. I ask for your highest and best guides to come forward. And usually, like I said, it's about 5 to 7. I read exactly where they stand around you, why they stand in that position, what they do for you, how they best support you. Have you incarnated before? What color do they resonate at, or what's their vibration? So when you see that color, it's them communicating to you. And then it's a two-part audio recorded series. And then I do a custom meditation for you to meet your team, and you actually do the work, right? It's not me just blatting out, okay, this is what you have. Then once you learn your team, you go into a guided meditation where you actually bring forward these guides and they heal you. So, and that's a lot of my work is I like to not just blat out information. The point is that we all can learn how to move energy, and you don't have to be psychic to do that. So all of my clients have that opportunity to really learn how to shift their space and shift their awareness and move energy for them. And that's really the vibration I like to carry, is just lifting everyone up and allowing them to be the best that they want to be. So, yeah, so it's really exciting work. And then I get to do fun stuff like this with Claudia.
Yeah, and before we start with our callers, I just want to let them know that because this is a new show and you're starting this year, you are offering a $35 coupon off of any of your services. And for that, the only thing you have to do is when you contact Crystal on her website, crystalsunshinepsychicservices.com, then you mention the show and give her the code RADIO. So that's very easy to remember. Radio,
right.
And then you'll get your coupon up. So So are you ready to take some callers?
I am. I'm ready. I actually have two spirit guides in here already that are just kind of tapping at the door. So
so let's see who's the owner of those guides. So let's go to New York so and bring Terry to our show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, ladies. How are you today?
Fabulous. How about yourself?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. Well, I have a guide for you that's been knocking on the door. So I'm so happy that you called in. And this guide actually started coming in about an hour and a half ago when I took my little bulldog baby for a walk this morning along the water. And so this guy kept tapping on my door. And so I knew that this was meant for someone at the show, but I didn't know who it belonged to.
Really?
Yes. And so, okay, so let me take a deep breath real quick and call this guide in. Okay, so this guide, her name is Abby, and it's A-B-B-Y, and her valence is younger, and she's fun, and I guess that's probably the vibration that, you know, Claudia and I set for today, so it's not a surprise that that she comes in looking like that. She's probably like 30, 35, she's got blonde hair, and she's just kind of jazzy, like that's what she tells me, and I've never said that word before, but she's just kind of jazzy, like she kind of snaps her fingers, and she's like, hey, she's really, really cool, and I wouldn't doubt that that's probably the vibration that you run to, too, so, and it may be because that's how she's guiding you, and she's guiding you, the reason why she comes forward, and really she comes forward just, well, she has a dominant personality, so she's really like, she was just really excited to talk to you and for you to start focusing your awareness on her now. And she's kind of like, you have like a sisterly relationship with her. I'm asking now if you've incarnated before. Yeah, you two are part of the same soul tribe. You haven't incarnated in, I'm getting the number 3, so maybe like 3 lifetimes, but you two do definitely travel in the same soul tribe, and you've got that like cool sister energy. Yeah, it's really cool, but her name is Abby, and what she's here for you in 2018 is, and I know it may seem kind of silly, but she's really here to let you know that whatever you're kind of brewing, whatever you're kind of creating right now, that you really know what you do want to do. You really do, and
yes,
she's saying to set that.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You do know. So have faith that you know, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
uh-huh.
Good. I'm so happy that resonates with you. And she just says set that intention and it's going to be able to create. And you are, and talk with her about it because she's your sisterly love. Like she boosts you up. She's there. She like leads with amusement. She leads with fun. And she's going to help you create whatever you're wanting to do or whatever this is that you're thinking about doing and kind of going back and forth on, you know, and this is your path, and this is what you're supposed to be doing. And so just call upon Abby, and I'm asking, like, how can she, you know, she sends me the color gold, which actually is, like, the highest vibration that we can see. It's actually, like, very divine color. That's the highest vibration that I can read. So she actually sends me gold. And so she says, whenever you see gold, like even it can be in like when the sun is setting, you know, she kind of shows me like that, you know, something it's more not like, well, you can carry the metal gold for sure and meditate to her. But she says, just when you see that, and it's really about like when you go inward and when you're in your quiet space, and that's how you can best connect with her. Like she's showing me, and it's a metaphor. She's showing me with your hands kind of in prayer motion, but it's more of a metaphor because you don't have to go into prayer by any means to communicate with her. She's around you all the time. And she stands over your right shoulder. I just got a little tap on my right shoulder. So that's where she stands. And yeah. So her biggest message is you know what to do.
Okay.
Stop second guessing yourself. Does
okay.
that help you?
It helps a lot, yes.
Good. I'm so happy with that. So that's Abby. So She's definitely there, and she's going to stick with you your entire life. So, and she's just there. So whenever you have like this, or maybe you're not trusting your gut, or maybe you're second guessing things, just go ahead and turn to Abby and go inward, and then she's going to give you the answer. So it's always how you can, some people think that when I hear like clairaudiently, like I actually hear like a physical voice, like I just heard yours. It's not that. It's the very first thought that comes into your head. That's it. And if you're sitting on it too long and you didn't get an answer, you've already missed it. And then that's when you start thinking. And so that's when your brain takes over. But if you go inward and you get like that response, like it's almost before you even figure that question out, that's asking. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Wow, it makes sense. Yes, because I had an issue today that I was trying to make sense of, and I did finally come to a conclusion. And and I felt really good about it because I'm going back to school in September, and mm-hmm. I have everything kind of mapped out that I don't want to do any dating until mm-hmm. maybe like April, because I need to really focus on school. I don't want to, I see anything involved in a relationship or men, it's not going to work out. So I already know. So I'm not interested. I'm only trying to focus on school. And I see once I focus on school, my grades are excellent. Excellent.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So if that's, yeah. I get that too. I get that too. I get a lot of girl power right now, and that's why she's with you too. Like, and that's why she was like snapping her fingers, like super sassy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about girl power. And she said that, and that's so funny you said school, because she says that until focus your awareness on that until at least May. You know, really like pull out your girl power and girl. Yeah.
Yay.
Until at least May. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's so fun, right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I just want to make sure we're on the same page. I'm going to school in September, like in September of 2018, and mm-hmm. she wants me to focus on school until May. That's it.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, so I am on the ball. I'm on the ball. Okay, so I'm sticking with you because I can see – I see so many problems, and it's just, and I just don't want to waste my energy on that. I'd rather go to school.
Uh-huh.
All right. Uh-huh. So
that's where you're
supposed to
be. I
have it all together.
Yeah, you do. You know what to do. That's your biggest message. And set that intention. You know that you've made that decision, really set that intention and go with that, you know, and don't really waver in it. You know, go with that, and then the universe is going to support you in that.
And let us know, Terry, how it came to fruition. What happened in May?
Yeah.
What happened in September? Let us know. Call back. So now let's go.
Wait.
Oh, let's continue in New York, and let's bring Tim to the show.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure,
it's so
nice to hear your voice.
Oh, yeah. So I actually already booked the session with you for it's like Meet Your Die team. So,
I'm so excited about that. I knew that was you right away. So I'm so excited about that. Thank you.
No, it's no problem. Okay. So I guess this is the prequel. If there's any guide or anybody around, I'm 1,000% interested in changing my job/career. Business,
okay.
Anything with some abundance. I've been kind of living in fear and lack for too long, so I'm trying to spread my wings and make some movements.
Oh, good. Well, you do have some angel wings. The second you said that, your angel wings are wanting to burst out. So, and would you do me a favor? I know you have my email. Will you email me about what you want to create? And I will make sure that, you know, you said abundance and you said, you know, you'd like to change your job. Will you let me know what you want to create? And when I do your spiritual introduction, I think I'm getting to it either tomorrow or Wednesday. So I can make sure that the team that you have is set in place and that they are the best for you. So would you mind doing that to me, for me?
Yeah, no, sure. It's not a problem.
Okay, perfect. Okay, perfect. Okay, well, you do have a guide, and I'll make sure that the guide that's coming forward, that I'm not going to read him in your spiritual introduction, so you could get a lot more bang for your buck, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So the good. Okay, so the guide that's coming in for you is actually Joseph. His name is Joseph, and I get that this is, I don't know if Joseph, of course, from biblical times is an ascended master, but this is who that is, and he's telling me he is an ascended master. And so I'm not sure if he is, you know, deemed an ascended master, but it is Joseph from biblical times, and it's Joseph. And I've never read him before, and I don't know anything about him, but that's who he says he is. And he stands in front of you, and he really is there in your heart space, like in your heart chakra. He's really he's not in your heart chakra. He's like right in front of it, kind of like governing your heart chakra and kind of like working with your heart chakra. And what he's here for you in 2018, and this makes sense now that you say what you said, is he's really here to bring you joy, first and foremost, joy and gentleness. And the gentleness is about, because you sound very gentle yourself, but the gentleness is about you actually being gentle on yourself, if that makes any sense. Like, be a little bit kinder on yourself, meaning like, don't be so hard on yourself that maybe your life has been living in lack, or maybe you do want to change jobs or something. Don't be so hard on yourself and kind of go into, because those words tend to carry like a self-hatred kind of energy to it, you know? And the thing is that these are all just lessons that we signed up to be. Like, you wouldn't know what that felt like if you hadn't lived through it. So there's nothing wrong with it. And however, I mean, of course, on the earth plane, yes, it's hard. Like, it's hard to get by, and it's hard to live in this earth a lot of the times, but just be kinder and gentler on yourself. Like, and that's what Joseph is here for. He has such a beautiful, loving energy, and he shows me that he's carrying a, it's like a small guitar or something. Maybe it looks like a ukulele, but it actually doesn't have like the high pitch of a ukulele. And he actually, I don't know why he's showing me that in his hand. I don't know if maybe music sort of resonates with you. But he's just very kind, and he's very gentle, and he's here to just let you know that spend a little bit more time in your joy energy. Like, try to find, like, the joy in life, and, like, kind of, like, he says it's kind of like a rebirth. Like, this year is really going to be a rebirth for you, and it's really about, like, leading with that self-love and being really gentle on yourself, being kind on yourself, like, not being so, like, oh, my gosh, I have accomplished anything, or I haven't done anything in a while. Like, just be kind and gentle on yourself, and know that your soul agreed to do all of that, and it's just experiencing what this life is. It's just experiencing Earth, and it's going to get better for you, and it is. It's really beautiful, and I feel this really, like, soft energy around you. Like, you yourself are very beautiful and just very kind, and I feel like a very warmth inside of you, and that's really why, like, Joseph has come to you, because, like, he really resonates with that vibration as well. Like, I just feel like a lot of, like, peace and serenity, and that's really, like, if you don't feel that in your life, like, go ahead and call upon Joseph to, like, bring that to you. And what he tells me is, like, so how do you identify with him, and how do you know that he's around? Well, what he tells me is that, well, I'm always with him, is what he says. And that's true. And I love it when they get so literal with me, because they do that a lot. They're like, oh, yeah, Jeff. They're very literal. And he says, but I'm always with him. And I just got chills right now with him here. But what he says is, try to find the joy in, like, nature. And he shows me, I mean, I'm sure there's dolphins in New York City. I mean, I love New York City, by the way. It's one of my favorite cities. You know, I'm sure there's dolphins out there, or if, you know, you head out to Long Island area or something like that. There's something about, like, being close to the water and, like, being in nature, and it may be a metaphor with, like, a dolphin jumping through the water, but it's about, like, just being in that moment, and then you all of a sudden find that joy in that moment. And so your joy really isn't around, like, it's not really around, like I don't feel it in the city and bustle, and, like, although, like, I know that that's what you vibe to, but it's, Like, there's something about, like, just going to nature, maybe into Central Park or, like, just going in nature. But I do really feel it's the water element that really brings you inward and allows you to really connect with Joseph. And he's showing me, like, the color yellow. So look for yellow. And if you're ever into, like, gemstones and crystals, there's a beautiful stone called yellow citrine. And, oh, that's why. Okay, that's why. He says to go pick up some yellow citrine, and because yellow citrine, I love it when they connect the dots for me. Sometimes it takes a lot of words. When they connect the dots for me, because yellow citrine actually, its property is to provide abundance. So if you keep yellow citrine around you, yeah, it's really there to bring abundance towards you. And so he says to look towards any sort of yellow, and that's really about him, but it's really about seeing the yellow in nature. And I know that seems silly, but go ahead and pick up some yellow citrine. And what he's showing me is if you can, like, maybe attach it to, like, a leather strap or like a hemp strap, and kind of keep it close to your heart space. And so your heart starts vibrating to that abundance energy, because that's really where we're all ascending into, is our heart space, and like leading through our heart space and like kind of getting out of our solar plexus, you know, which is our ego and our career and all of that, you know, which a lot of us, you know, tend to operate out of, and our lower chakras. It's about kind of like bringing it up to our heart space, and then allowing that energy to like live through our heart space. And then that's really when we're coming from like the highest energy. And then that's really where we're at our optimum manifesting stage. So see if you could just pick up, and I think you could pick them up for like $2 or something like that at like a, you know, metaphysical store or something like that.
Okay.
And yeah, just kind of do that. I do have to say, off of a personal experience, about a year ago, I had some yellow citrine, and I thought, I'm going to put this under my pillow because I really want to bring in, like, abundance on all levels. And that darn stone actually chattered to me. Like, it talked to me all night long. And I never knew that. I'm not super into gemstones and crystals. However, I think I will be at some point. I just haven't, you know, started studying them as much as I think my future self will. But and I had heard that they can talk and they do carry a lot of energy to them. But that was my first experience where I woke up in the morning and I was laughing so hard because I was like, oh my gosh, that darn stone talked to me all night long. It was like an instant download of information, but it was too chattery. It was almost as if it had drank like a pot of coffee, and it was like all night long. So don't put it under your pillow.
Okay.
Wear it around your heart space during the day. And that's where you're going to find Joseph. And he's really beautiful. And that's like really your like inner peace. That's where your inner peace is going to come from. So, so that's Joseph. And thank you for showing that to me, because I've never read Joseph before. And I hope that resonated with you.
Oh, yes, you definitely did. I appreciate it. I definitely email you. Can't wait to talk.
Oh, I know. Thank you so much, Tim. And I definitely will be in contact with you for sure. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tim. Okay, so let's go to Canada and let's bring Donna to the show.
Hi, Donna.
Hello.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Hello?
You. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can
what
hear
is
you,
your
yeah.
question for Crystal?
Hi, Donna. Would you like to know a guide for 2018, or do you have a question?
I have a question. I have a relationship question about a man named Chris.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if you, he and I started seeing each other in October, and we had seen each other a year prior to that. I'm just wondering if you see things continuing with him and him and I, like things getting more consistent and more serious at some point.
Yeah. Okay, so what I do is I put your energy up, and then I put Chris's energy up, and then and I see the two of you, you interact on, like, a higher level. You know, you do interact with, like, your upper chakras, I guess I should say, and you do interact with your, like, heart space. I don't see so much of a connection on, like, the like the lower, more earthbound energy, which is interesting. And that just kind of means like that's just more like the financial stuff. Maybe you guys haven't really talked about that sort of a thing or, you know, something like that. But I see that you two like really connect and in your heart space and then your upper chakras. The interesting thing when I look at the his space is that he tends to like his energy kind of like pops out of body, if that makes any sense to you. It's like he shows me that he kind of like his light body kind of like exits his body a lot. Like maybe it's a little bit harder for him to ground himself. Maybe there is like symptoms, like how you would really tell this in the earth life is like maybe like you're talking to him and all of a sudden it appears like he's not listening so well, or he kind of like didn't, like he kind of zoned out would be a symptom of just kind of like where your light body just kind of exits your body for a little bit. So if maybe like you've noticed that where he don't think that he's not listening to you. He just kind of popped out of body. And so what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to ground him a little bit more into your relationship with him. And then I put your path up and look to see how the two of you are. I think that you're going to run like a parallel right now. You're going to like a feel that you're happy right now. But there's something with it where it feels like it almost feels, and maybe this is your energy, but it almost feels like, how do I put this into words? It feels like you're accepting him into his life because it's the best thing you have right now, but maybe there's something inside of you that thinks there's someone better that's going to come along. Does that resonate at all with you?
No. No, I don't
okay.
think that way. I really love of him.
Okay. Maybe that's his energy a little bit then. There's something there that I feel that the connection's not, I do feel that you're going to be, that you will be together for like the next like year or two. And I do, let me like light your path up and see how it looks. Yeah. And I do see that you two like kind of converge like in a little bit, but I think it's going to take some time. I think it's going to take like 2 or 3 years. Let me just kind of heal him a little bit. Maybe that's his energy that I'm reading that, I think it's with him kind of like popping in and out that like, it just kind of gives me the energy that, he's not completely like here. So let me ground him and kind of heal his situation and allow him to feel like more present in your relationship. Okay. Yeah. And so he seems more grounded now. Yeah. I wish you two the best of luck. That I really do think that on your path that you two will forge, you know, this, I think it's going to be over time. It's kind of like building blocks where it's going to be like just building and each, as time goes forward, it's going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. And I do feel in 2 to 3 years that your lives completely merge in together. So I wish you the best of luck with that.
Okay, so you see it.
Thank you, Donna.
Oh,
can
I?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. No, I was just going to, I had Archangel Michael coming in with you really quick. Can I give you a little message? Is that okay? Did she leave
sure.
already? Okay, yeah. It's
yeah,
funny.
No,
Archangel. Okay, good. Okay, Archangel Michael came in, and I don't know if you work with the angels at all, but Archangel Michael, I work with him every single day. In fact, I have him with me here right now, and he wanted to say that he is with you all the time, and he just told me the word patience is what he said. His message for you is to just have patience with this situation, have patience with him, because your paths are going to merge together. So just have patience. That's his biggest word. And he actually, he says that just find a little comfort in today and just have patience with your partner because you are where you are supposed to be. You're exactly where you are supposed to be. And so you can work with Archangel Michael as well. And he says just have a little patience with him. And I know that you do because you love him. So, yeah, just patience is your key word with that.
So just and you see us continuing to see each other and things.
I do, but just have patience. It's going to be that you're going to feel that you're taking two steps forward, and then all of a sudden he's going to take a step back, and then two steps forward, and then take a step back. And you may get a little bit frustrated with that, but Archangel Michael says just have patience with him. And so if you can have patience with them, that the rewards will definitely come together, and you two will be together. And, of course, that's the energy for right now. I should say that's the energy for right now. And, of course, like, energy is always fluid and energy always changes. And, of course, we both, you know, you both have free will in this crazy world that we're living in. But that's the energy that I'm reading right now. Yeah. And just have patience. He's a good guy.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I hope that helps.
So thank you, Donna. So now let's go to Wyoming, and let's bring Alisa to the show.
Hi, Alisa. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate it.
I was just wondering if... Go ahead. Sorry.
No. Please, go ahead.
I was just wondering if, like, if any guides are coming through for me.
Yeah, that's why I was speaking up. I'm sorry. I was like, I've got someone. Yeah. Okay. So this guy that's coming forward, let me get a name real quick because I have the message already, but let me get
okay.
The name. Oh, isn't that interesting? I know, okay, this sounds really super goofy, but the name is Indigo, and I know that seems super silly, but the name is Indigo, and I know that's a color, but that's really what the message is, and this is a male that's coming through, but you know, it doesn't really even matter that it's male, because he actually kind of shows me the energy just kind of being a little bit collective, you know, if that even makes sense. This is a very, very high-vibrating guide that's coming in, and the reason why I can read that is he stands... like his energy is really far above you, actually, and that's really how he works. Like the way that I'm seeing it is like he's like 10 to 12 like feet above you, and I think he has angel energy. Let me ask him. Yeah, because then he just showed me some wings, and it's like this really high vibrating. So his name is Indigo, and and that makes sense. Okay, so what he's here, the message that he has for you is this year is all about inspiration. Like he is here to inspire you. So
good.
Like everything is about like inspiration. And that's why
good.
He is above you. Yeah. Yeah. It's really cool. And that's why he's above you, because the way that he's showing me is that like he is directing like divine messages straight to you. Like it comes to him. It's like, it's almost like he grabs them like a lightning bolt type thing. And then he like brings it straight down into you, like all of these inspirational things that are going to happen. And that's why he's above you. It's almost like he's like a filter of information, right? And it's like so he's making sure that all of these divine messages are really coming into you. And he's here to inspire you. Like that's it. Like he is here to inspire you, to like light a fire within you. Okay.
Yes, that's great.
Isn't that amazing that like you must have put it out into the universe that you really wanted to be inspired, you know, to have an inspiration guide come to you, right? I mean, that's just how it works. Yeah.
I prayed for somebody to come through and to motivate me, inspire me, you know, whatever, to do something with this year. So
isn't that great?
Yeah, that is cool. That's
Cool. Okay, so what's going to happen is that a lot of these downloads are going to be happening at night. Like when we go to sleep, you know, that's
when
I've been having
dreams, lots of dreams.
That's it. Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah.
That's it. So that's where a lot of your inspiration is being filtered through, is through your dreams when you sleep. And so really like hold on to those, like whatever's coming to you, and know that that is the divine guidance coming from Indigo, but also, you know, this is just the divine message that's really coming your way. And he also wants to say, like, it's really sweet, like the way that he, like he's showing me, it's like he really takes you into his arms and he just really kind of like, yeah, it's really beautiful. Like he really embraces you. It's very kind of like a fatherly, like pure love that he's offering for you. And what he says is that, you can do anything that you want. And so any bit of this information, like this inspiration that he's sending your way, it's all going to work. So whatever resonates with you, like grab onto that and just go with it. And just like you're an amazing manifester. Look at you. You know, it's like you were asking for inspiration and then you beckoned him in. And so here is Indigo. And so just know that that's how powerful of a being you are and that he is here to assist you in finding whatever you're wanting to do. You know, find your inspiration that's really going to like light that fire inside of you.
Yeah.
And you're going to look back at a year from now and like you're going to think, oh my gosh, I can't believe like I was so uninspired. Like that's how it's going to be.
Great. Okay? Well, that's great news. Thank you so much.
Oh, good. I'm so happy to provide that for you. Of course. Of course.
Yes,
and I love Wyoming.
Thank you.
I'm sure it's cold right now, but I love that.
Thank you, Elisa. And you know, Crystal, when I feel that my inspiration is also like Elisa's on top. So when I'm about to create something and I feel like, oh, how, like some blocks, I kind of, with my intention, send my energy up. And then somehow it's like I grab something from up there and bring it down. So I'm just suggesting that for Elisa as well. It's like, just by intention, send it up and bring it down, because that way it would be easier for her.
Yes, yes. And I actually teach a full class. Actually, I have that class coming up this Saturday, and it's not too late for anyone to join. Just, you know, contact me on my website, crystalsunshinepsychicservices.com. And I actually teach an entire class on doing exactly that, having a format of your creation and then sending, getting a blessing from the above and sending it up into the universe to be created, to be manifested. I think it's a very powerful tool. And I really think that that's how best to manifest and really how best to set your intentions, you know, is send it above. Absolutely.
Okay, good. So let's go to Kansas and let's bring Andy to the show.
Hi, Andy.
Hi. Hello. How are you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
I'm so happy to do so. I'm so happy to do so. Okay, so if you don't mind, can I read a guide for you that's going to assist you in 2018?
Well, sure. Go right ahead.
Okay, good, good. This is actually it's actually Archangel Raphael, and I don't know if you work with the archangels at all, but it's so funny how Michael just came through, and now it's Archangel Raphael. So thank you for coming in, because he's the healing guide, of course, and I work with him all the time as far as anything. You can use him for anything, but and I'll explain that a little bit later, but I want to get the message that he has for you first. So his message to you... How best to heal yourself is just to breathe. He says just to take some like deep breaths and just really breathe and really trust in your life path right now. And like really trust that wherever you're at is exactly where you're supposed to be. And so he says just take some deep breaths. Like I don't know if maybe you've had some stress or maybe a little anxiety or maybe, you know, 2017 wasn't everything that you wanted it to be or something like that. But he says just take some a few breaths. Like whenever you kind of like feel that, it's stress like loves to kind of creep in, right? It's like, I always think that I carry this, like really tried to be pretty cool. And then I'm like, gosh, darn it, that damn stress just kind of got in there, didn't it?
Always the way?
Yes. And so he says, like, when you recognize that energy of stress or maybe that energy of anxiety in your space, to just kind of focus your awareness on it wherever it is. Maybe it's in your neck, you know, maybe it's in your chest. And just really take some deep breaths on that and trust in your path, like trust in the divine. But let me see like how he best assists you and how best that you can utilize him. And he spreads his wings all around you. And where he stands is he actually stands behind you. Isn't that beautiful? He stands behind you and he actually wraps, this is so beautiful. He's so kind. He wraps his wings all around you and kind of like holds you from behind. And then he rests his head on your shoulder, which I find is really interesting. And that's actually how the position he's going to take when you take that deep breath. It's like, it's almost as if when you take that deep breath, like he's taking that breath with you. And when you exhale, you know, it's like you exhale out all of that stress. And then when you inhale, you're going to be inhaling just trust and just trust. Yeah, so you can call upon him. So whenever you're kind of feeling that way, but really he's like the archangel of, everything. Like I'm a runner. Like if I have like a side ache when I'm running, I ask Archangel, you know, Raphael to please come in and like, please take that away from me. And, I know it sounds crazy, but within like 10 seconds, that pain is gone. So whatever pain is kind of exhibiting in your body or whatever, you know, if you're just feeling a little bit off balance, you know, whether it is with pain, with anything, mm-hmm. just call in Archangel Raphael for you to really assist you. And he's been with you since you were a little girl. So I don't know if you know that, but like since aww. Yeah, he's showing me like you at like 2 or 3 years old and you're so beautiful and he's just like sitting down with you and like sitting, he's actually sitting like Indian style with you and he's just so kind. Like he never really has like too many words, but he's just so kind. So I know maybe you needed some healing at 2 or 3 years old or something like that, but he's been with you since you were a child and he's going to continue to be with you. And yeah, and so that's really, really beautiful energy. And let me see, you know, he always vibrates to like an emerald green color, but the way that, and so, yeah. So if you start to see, you know, like emerald green, but he's also showing me like a really pretty, what color? It's like a glacier blue. You know that beautiful color where it's like mm-hmm. it's like that glacier blue where it's like one side it might be a little white and then you kind of look and it's like, no, it's this beautiful, intense blue. Like that's the color right. that he's showing me. It's almost like a periwinkle or something. Like that's the color he's showing me for you to look for. And that's him. So I hope that helps.
Okay. Yeah, very much so. I actually am working on a graduate degree in healthcare research, so it's interesting that he comes up.
Of course you are. I know. I always, you know, I always hope that, you know, the information's correct and then, you know, you say something like that. So, of course, he's been with you forever because you're in healthcare. So even,
yeah,
it's like yeah. you can't even make this stuff up. Yeah, so of course. And so even,
right.
So even to carry that forward in your healthcare career, you know, always – I mean, if I were you, I would call him in, you know, every time I start to work with a patient or every time, you know, whatever your degree is in with healthcare, you know, I'm sure it's whether it's hands-on or whether it's from afar, I would call him in to help you with your work as well, you know, because that's really why, you know, he's there too. So you can use him, you know, professionally and you can also use him personally. And that
that's
makes
great.
Sense. So yeah. that also says, to me that's why he's been with you and the path that you're on is exactly where you should be. Otherwise you wouldn't have a healer as a
right.
As a spirit
and,
guide, right?
And yeah. Right. And 2017 was particularly tough. I filed for divorce and I'm going through that now. And so my spouse is we're still very close and he's not in the greatest of health. So all this healthcare
yeah.
healing stuff is just surrounds me all the time, one way or another.
Yeah.
So thank you. I really appreciate that information.
You're so welcome. And you can send Archangel Raphael to help heal your husband as well.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so
I know,
much.
Divorce is really hard. You're so welcome. And I'm so appreciative of you calling in. And I know that was really meant to be. So thank you so much. You're such a beautiful soul. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Andy. And we have reached the end of today's show. And my question to you is, we have about 5 or 7 people waiting. if you have time for one more, I don't know how to pick them. So probably you would tell me a number. Well, first, do you have time for one more?
Sure, we could do one more, sure. And I'm hearing the number 4.
Okay, let me see if any of the numbers have a 4 in it. Nope.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Not even
that
one
is four. Interesting. Okay. All right. That is interesting. All right. I just said taboo your way, so to put energy into your little finger that's going to push the magic button. So whatever button you push, that's exactly who is meant to come forward. So he's with you right now. So go ahead and push that button, and
okay.
Whoever's there is supposed to be.
So let's bring color within area code 651. And again, if you want to make sure to be on Crystal Show, the best way to do it is to use Take My Call. It only costs $11. So you can go to our page on Facebook and go to her event. And in there, there's the information. Or send me a private message that you want to be for her next show, which is, do you remember the date of our next show with you, Crystal?
I can go to your. I don't remember the specific date. I know it's in April.
Okay,
it's April. Yeah.
Okay, so if you want to go to her show in April, so again, we're going to get a 651 area code 260. Welcome to CVU. Can I have your first name and where are you calling us from?
Sure, it's Leslie, and I'm in Minnesota.
Oh, I love
welcome,
Minnesota.
Leslie.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. Yeah, you're so welcome. I love Minnesota. I spent a lot of time there. And you're like the not the coldest place in the nation right now.
I know.
Soccer.
It's finally warming up.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling. I greatly appreciate it. Okay, so I actually have a guy that's coming through, and it's very interesting. I don't know if maybe like Greek mythology like really resonates with you, but she's her name is Athena. And she does have that goddess energy, and she has a toga on, but she has like a cloth, like a white cloth that's like over her head with a beautiful like gold strap around it. And it's not like the Greek like leaf wings that you would typically see. It's just she actually has like a golden headband, like forehead band. And then she has a beautiful amethyst stone that's actually right at her third eye, which I don't know if you know much about your third eye, but that's exactly where the third eye is, just there for your clairvoyance, your clear seeing. So I wouldn't be surprised if you are a bit psychic and maybe you have been pushing it down, or maybe you second guess it, or maybe it hasn't been brought to your awareness yet, but you have a guide that's specifically there that's really going to help you with your third eye. And that may be just about like your intuition. Maybe it's like about your intuition getting stronger. But what she's also here for is like your divine feminine. Like she's really here to like bring out like the beautiful like divine feminine energy. Like that's part of your life path. And that's really going to start to come about. Like I hear like 2019, like your divine feminine is really going to start to come out. And really what that is, it's like we're kind of moving away from like the patriarchal society, and like we're really learning how to balance like the feminine and male energy. That's why, you know, there's so much going on in the press, you know, right now, because it had to come to the forefront and for us to recognize, you know, the energy of it. And so it's like we're really coming into, so people like you incarnated into this world to really start, like once that energy starts getting dispersed, to like even raise it up even higher. And divine feminine, you know, isn't really about like, I'm going to, you know, like the, you know, like say in the 70s where it's like, I'm just going to like, you know, it's all woman power. And that really, some of it carried the energy of like squashing the male energy. And that's really not what we're here to do. Like women like you that are bringing the divine feminine forward, it's really about finding that balance. And it's about like really presenting like a beautiful, like yin and yang, like the beauty of the male energy and the beauty of the feminine energy, right? And so she's here for that. And so she's here to really allow your like inner goddess to come forward. So kind of expect that for 2019. But she's also here to help you with your intuition and like knowing that to trust your gut and like knowing that what you're seeing is what you're seeing. And let me see. She's it's interesting because she stands behind you, and then she puts like that beautiful amethyst stone that was at her third eye. She actually puts that above your head. So it's like even though she's behind you, the energy of her, almost like the essence of her, is right above you. And so she's kind of protecting you, like she's kind of nurturing you. And that's probably why you're a nurturer, because I know that you are a nurturer. And I also know that you're an empath. So, you know, and so these are all traits that, yeah. And so these are all traits that she helps you with. Like, and those tend to be feminine qualities, you know, nurturing and being empathic tend to be feminine qualities. So you can just really call upon her for any sort of like feminine energy that you would like. And she's really just about like, you know, boosting you up and then therefore like boosting the other women up too. So yeah, she's really, really cool. So let me see it's really all about that amethyst stone. So when you start to see like, you know, purples or maybe you want to, you know, start carrying an amethyst around you. And yeah, you know, and I actually think the property of an amethyst is about bringing forward your intuition. I could totally be off, but I think so. So yeah, it's really about seeing like the purples in the world, and then that's when you're going to know that Athena is near you. So it's kind of a really beautiful energy for you to carry right now. Yeah.
Does that help? Nice.
Yeah, I've
been told I'm intuitive and I'm psychic. I just don't trust it.
Yeah.
See?
But you are. You have a guide that's specifically there to help you with it. So, and you know what Cebu, my healing master, just told me to do? So he's so matter of a fact that he's actually going over and he's healing you and he's going to be working with you the next like 2 to 3 weeks. And he's actually going to help you like blow those pictures, which is basically like a picture is a piece of energy that's inside of you that just kind of gets lit up when someone says you're psychic and you go, no, I'm not. Like that's just a bit like of information that your body's holding on to. And so he's actually going in there and he's going to heal you and kind of ease you of just those pictures that get lit up when someone says that, because the reality is you are. So you're going to have to deal with it at some point.
Yeah, perfect.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Well, that is the end of today's show. Perfect show. And yeah, Amethyst, go check it out, Leslie, because it has a lot of meaning and healing properties and a lot of clearing of negative thoughts. So,
perfect for her.
Yeah. Crystal, thank you so much for being here.
So
it is so much fun. And as you can see, people are liking it. So, we are so excited and to have you back in April. So we will announce that on Facebook. So the best way to keep on top of things is go to Facebook, befriend Claudia Pureco, myself, or Crystal Sunshine, and we will be posting more and more. Yeah, that's better. Both of us.
Yes, I think that's better too.
And just to remember, go to CrystalSomethingPsychicServices.com and ask for her offering, 35% off your service that you have. If you like what she did, she can do much more if it's with
it's much
more time.
More detailed. Yeah, exactly.
So with that, I wish you, Crystal, a beautiful, beautiful week. And everybody, thank you for being here. Thank you. Get warm. Stay warm. And see you soon. Goodbye.
And love and light, everyone. Thank you.